Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're talking about something vital, something truly at the core of authentic living. That's right, never dim your light. Let's get into it. There is brilliance within you. A light uniquely yours, meant to shine boldly in this world. Yet far too often, life, people, fear, or even maybe some past experiences convince us to hide it, shrink it, or just tone it down a notch to make others more comfortable. So this episode and this podcast is a declaration and a reminder, never dim your light. You were created to be radiant, not apologetic, to lead with purpose, not permission. Whether you're in a season of discovering who you are, reclaiming your voice, or standing up for your truth, this journey is about honoring the fire inside of you and refusing to let anyone or anything extinguish it. So we're going to talk a little bit about just empowering truths to help you silence the inner critic, walk confidently in your gifts, set boundaries without guilt, and own your story boldly, unapologetically, and stand tall in your truth, even when it feels uncomfortable. This is more than just inspiration. It's a call to action because when you choose to shine, you give others permission to do the same. And together, we light up the world. So take a deep breath, lift your head high, and remember, you were never meant to blend in. You were born to stand out and never dim your light. Let's get into it more. We've all been there. We've all faced it at some point in our life where someone's tried to dim our light. Those moments when you feel yourself shrinking, holding back, muting your true self just to fit in, to avoid judgment, or to make others feel more comfortable. Maybe it's in a conversation, at work, in relationships, or even within your own mind. It's the subtle art of dimming your light. This episode isn't about bragging or ego. It's about recognizing your brilliance, celebrating your unique essence, and understanding that when you shine authentically from deep within, you not only empower yourself, but you inspire the world around you. That's all it's all about. So we're going to get real and raw about the reasons we dim our light and explore how to let it shine fiercely and brightly. We are going to go there and take a deeper dive and explore all of the common pressures that lead us to hide our brilliance, discuss the importance of self-worth and genuine expression, and different strategies for owning your power and radiating your true self. We'll be very honest about the discomfort that can, you know, simply just creep in and arise when you start to shine, but also just focus on that immense freedom, joy, and positivity impacting individuals and the lives and living that comes with just being your full self, unfiltered light. So I want to explore this more. Why do we do it? Why do we shrink? Why do we often unconsciously turn down our own wattage so that others could feel good? Fear of judgment. This is a big one. We worry about what others will think, what they'll say, how they'll feel. If we're too enthusiastic, too opinionated, too successful, or simply too much ourselves. I'm here to tell you that don't worry about people judging you. They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. And quite frankly, validation is simply put, it's for parking. So you don't have to worry about what others think. Be you and be you unapologetically. And don't worry about fitting in. There is a deep human desire to belong. Sometimes we believe that conforming, blending in, or making ourselves smaller is the price of admissions to a group or relationships. I'm here to tell you that it's nothing better than you being your whole authentic self. If you have to dim your light, if you have to pretend to be something that you're not to fit in, that group and that structure is not worth it. So be you. Your uniqueness is more authentic and more important than you putting on this imposter syndrome. Even when you achieve great things, that nagging voice can tell you that you're not truly worthy, leading you to downplay your accomplishments or capabilities. Don't ever let that happen to you. And also gaslighting, manipulations, people trying to play games with you, make you think you're less than because they are less than. Let's talk about that. People that are doing not as good as you in so many areas of their lives, and they come and try to knock you down. It's like, excuse me, get your life together first. But let's talk about that. What are some past experiences? Perhaps you were told to calm down or don't be so loud as a child, or your successes were met with jealousy. I know all about that. Dealing with jealousy and small-minded people and people that don't want to see you do good because they're not doing good. These experiences can teach us to suppress our natural brilliance. And I'm here to tell you, forget about them. They're not worthy. You are worthy. Be brilliant, be bright, and shine bright. Don't ever let people discourage you. And also, don't try to dim your light to make others comfortable. Sometimes, out of a genuine desire to be kind or to avoid conflict, we avoid outshining others. And that's a way to inadvertently dim your own shine. Don't ever do it. Don't ever do it. It's so not worth it. If you are around a group of people where you have to dim your light, those aren't your people. I'm here to tell you that. And also self-doubt and limiting beliefs. We talk about that a lot here at Real Real Relevant. And sometime internally, we might not truly believe in our own worth or potential, which makes it easier to keep our light hidden. Don't do it. Don't do it. Shine bright. Now, let's talk about how to turn that doubt up. How to shine bright, bold, and beautifully. The first step is acknowledge your brilliance. You have to genuinely recognize that you have a light. There is a light deep within you. Discover what your unique talents are, your passions, your strengths, and your authentic quirks. And challenge your limiting beliefs. You know, whether that little voice says you're too much or you can't do that, just think about it. Pause for a moment. Reflect. Ask yourself, is this true? Where is this doubt and limiting beliefs coming from? And just be authentic. Be authentic in everything that you value, everything that you believe, and replace it with affirming truth. Know if you're doubting yourself and where that insecurity is coming from. Is it coming from you? Is it coming from a hater trying to make you think otherwise? Gaslighting, manipulation, total mind games. Let me tell you something. Gaslighting does not work for me. Manipulation does not work for me. By the time you're done playing your game, I've played the game on you. Seriously, know who you are and believe in your confidence and stand firm in your truth. And if you are around people that aren't receptive of that, that's their loss. You're brilliant. You're great. You're amazing. Be you. Everyone else is taken. So always remember, in order to understand and recognize your light and the brilliance deep within you, you must first understand your gifts, your strengths, and your unique voice. There is power in your uniqueness and your authenticity. And don't conform into anyone else. Understand and know the power of self-awareness. Understand the lies that try to creep in, whether this is the lies you tell yourself or whether it's the lies others are telling you. Understand the false beliefs, the false narratives. Things like, I'm not enough, I don't matter, I'm too much. Those are false lies. You matter, you're more than enough, and you're never too much. Understand that, where that's coming from, those beliefs, whether that's family, society, trauma, sometimes outside influences bring that there. But never shrink, never dim your life, and understand how you see yourself versus how others see you, and learn to revalue your personal reflection. And if you need assistance with that, practice some exercises to affirm your identity. And another amazing resource is my new book, available at Barnes & Noble's, Rose is Still a Rose, You Hold the Power by Alicia Eads. And it's packed with so much insight on valuing yourself, self-awareness, womanhood, just knowing the ins and outs, careers, relationships, friendships. It covers so many avenues of things that influence your perception, and it all boils down to you knowing your worth, knowing that you are a rose. No matter what happened to you, no matter what comes your way, you're still amazing, you're still great, and you're still the rose. So that is available. I'm extremely excited about the movement, and the feedback I've been receiving on it has been incredible. So it's just come out, but like I said, it's very impactful, and I've been getting a lot of great feedback about the characters. So get your copy today at Barnes & Noble. You won't regret it. A rose is still a rose. You hold the power. Now let's get back into protecting your light. Boundaries, those are a big thing. Why setting boundaries is a form of self-respect. Your light, how you view yourself, and how you allow others to treat you. We teach people how to treat us. Learning to say no without guilt. Letting go of people pleasing. I'm talking to the people pleasers that are listening in. You have to let go of that people pleasing, because in reality, you can't please everyone. I've been there before. My early 20s, I was a people pleaser. I tried to please everyone, be everywhere, do everything. And simply, that is not possible. And it's chaotic. I take pleasure in my boundaries, in knowing when to say no and not feeling bad or guilty about it. So please, please, all of you people pleasers, understand the power of letting go of being a people pleaser and focus on your strengths, things that will benefit you and also things that don't benefit you. There's power in knowing when to say no and when to accept new things. And also the comparison trap. People do this a lot. That's why we talk about staying in your own lane. There's comparisons on social media, social expectations, and self-worth. So there is cause for dimming your life, your light, your self-respect, your self-worth, just to make others feel comfortable and happy. That is the most ridiculous thing you can do. And turning comparisons into inspiration. Know that you are unique. You are value. It's great to applaud others, but their accomplishments have nothing on you. It doesn't dim your light. It doesn't reflect on you, because it's simply that, their accomplishments and their personal journey. It doesn't affect you. And you must keep your eyes on your personal prize and stay focused on what you need to do. And don't let others rattle your cage or psych you out or get you going. Stay calm, cool, and collected, and know that you hold the power. You hold the power and you are in control. So be bold, be bright, and let your light shine. Understand that confidence is a muscle. And understand the power of fueling your flame. I am a fire sign, so I know all about that. Building belief through action and having that momentum. And understand purpose over perfection. Embrace your growth, not flawless performances. Know the difference and trust the process of simply becoming a better version of you. Shine bright, be authentic, be your unique self. There is no one on earth like you. You have your own DNA, your own personal footprint on this world that you're making. So being a light and just shining away, even in dark places, be courageous, have resilience, even when things don't go your way, even when things don't go as expected. So understand that. Radiate life with intentions and daily practices and stay grounded and understand a sense of gratitude, self-care, and how to make sure your soul is aligned. And find your tribe, lifting others as you rise. Create that space where everyone shines. And understand your legacy of light. You are an individual. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. And leave an imprint on the world. Live a life that reflects your value and your unique vision. You don't have to conform to anyone else's vision. And your value isn't determined by how you fulfill others' vision. It's determined by how you step and walk into your purpose and own your uniqueness, own everything that you stand for. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Know it, own it. Be confident, be courageous, and be that light that shines away, even in the dark places, even in dark spaces, even when you're around others whose light doesn't shine as bright. Don't dim your light. Continue to shine even brighter. Light up that room. It's all in you. Don't let it dim away. You got this. Radiate with intention. Practice daily practices to stay grounded and persevering, and let your light shine no matter what. Keep it going. And always remember, if no one told you this, I'm sure they may have told you this. I'm here to remind you that you don't need permission to be powerful, to be great, to let your light shine bright. You're already amazing. You've got this. Never, ever, ever dim your light to make others feel better about themselves. Let them do the work to find that confidence, to find that energy, and get on your level. Never dim your light. I am speaking to some people today. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm speaking to the teens. I'm speaking to the young 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds. It doesn't matter. 60-year-olds, we've all been there. We've all been there, and we've all had someone trying to dim our light, or we may have doubted ourselves. It has always been there, your light, waiting, glowing, even flickering at times, but never gone. Maybe the world tried to convince you to shrink. Maybe life dimmed your confidence, your courage, your voice. But now you know the truth. You were born to shine, and no one has the right to turn that light off. The journey of standing in your light is not about being perfect or fearless. It's about being real. It's about showing up every day with your heart open, your soul grounded, and your purpose clear. It's about honoring your truth, owning your worth, and knowing that playing small does not serve the world. So as you go forward, remember this. You don't have to quiet your brilliance to make others comfortable. You don't have to shrink to fit into places you've outgrown. Let me say that again for the people in the back. You don't have to shrink to fit into places you've outgrown. That means your time is up and find something better. Move forward to where you can radiate your positive light. And you've never have to apologize for being too bold, too bright, and too you. So let your presence speak before you say a word. Let your light lead the way in every room, every dream, every moment. Because when you shine, you give others permission to rise too. So wherever life takes you next, walk boldly, stand tall, speak truth, live free, and never, ever, ever, ever dim your light. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, never dim your light. Shine brightly, be bold, be courageous, and always remember, you're unique and you're powerful, and you don't have to dim your light to make anyone else feel better in life. I'll see you next time. A Real, Raw, Relevant podcast.